Number 34. They liked Ike because Ike liked them. General Dwight David Eisenhower did the impossible. No, not the successful and history-changing D-Day landing per se, nor the subsequent march to Germany. His impossible dream, come true, was to keep the Yanks and the Brits from annihilating each other long enough to hit the beach and get on with the real job at hand. Turns out General Eisenhower, most keen professional observers agree, had a secret, which he himself, in fact, understood. Allied commands depend on mutual confidence. This confidence is gained, above all, through the development of friendships. Yes, that's General Eisenhower's success tip number one, aggressively make friends. Armchair General magazine traces the origins of this most pronounced of Eisenhower's leadership traits. Quote, perhaps his most outstanding ability at West Point, decades before D-Day, was the ease with which he made friends and earned the trust of fellow cadets who came from widely varied backgrounds. It was a quality that would pay great dividends during his future coalition command, unquote. So you're manager of an 11-person project team. Members likely come from four functions and two or three companies. Fact, you are a full-bore, no-bull, quote, coalition commander, unquote. Success key number one, therefore, make friends, pointedly, that is, consciously and measurably and carefully. Track your investments in friend-making. Think about friend-making in the same way that you would think about any investment process. Micro-success key. You may be one of those people, large in number, who simply do not take to this friend-making thing instinctively. While there may be some truth to your self-assessment, it's mainly a cop-out. Eisenhower was indeed naturally gregarious, and you probably will never match him. But, and it's a big but, this is beyond any shadow of a doubt a learnable skill that you can acquire or improve upon by hard work and practice, alone or with peers. Macro success key. In hiring, promoting, incenting, pay close attention to friend-making proclivity skills. It is a trait that you can observe and, in effect, measure. And Dwight David Eisenhower sure as hell teaches us it ain't no soft trait. Summary. Long before anyone friended anyone else. Despite our everything-is-new world of social networking, you might do worse and could hardly do better, in my opinion, than to go back to Dale Carnegie's classic, How to Win Friends and Influence People, named by NPR as one of the top three business books of the 20th century.